Hey everybody, today I'm here in Austin, Texas, and I want to talk about understanding API integrations for non-technical founders, especially those large-scale integrations that you might want to do with other SaaS companies. There are many reasons why you want to do this, right? Maybe you want to add value to your own customers, or you want to enter a larger ecosystem and build a plugin or be on their marketplace, or you want to do other forms of integration marketing where you can then refer to them as a software that you integrate with, or simply be listed somewhere where they appear, right? Or maybe you have specific client asks and they want you to integrate. Maybe they're an enterprise client and they want you to integrate with their systems or something like that. I know it's a different discussion whether you even do that, but it does happen. And so the question is that complex? Is that a lot of work? And obviously the answer is, well, it depends. And it doesn't only depend on technical factors. One important factor is the accessibility of the API. And so the question is it even public, right? Firstly, we presume the software that you want to integrate with has an API, right? Otherwise, that is a whole other level of complexity if you want to pull data from that. But if that software indeed has an API, well, then the question is it public? Can you read? Can you access it? Or is it maybe private and you need to apply or at least register to see what it does? It might even be paid, or you need to go through a vetting process. It really depends what kind of software that is, if they're very enterprisey or if they're just another SaaS startup. Maybe there's a due diligence process, right? In order to access certain features for, say, Google APIs, and you want to get read somebody's emails, right? If they authenticate with you, you need to go through a very rigorous vetting process. At least you need to be compliant, and it costs a lot of money to get that. So that is the first question, right? Can we even use the API? Is there one? Can we use it? Now, third, that needs to be researched. Do we have the ability to retrieve the data and perform the actions that we want to perform? Sometimes that might be very straightforward if you just need a couple of data points, but if you want to do something that, well, on your system would result in a more complex database query, for example, and the API does not support complex queries, for example, through GraphQL, but without getting too technical here, it may just simply be that either you cannot get the data that you want to get, or it is very complex to get that data. Let's say you want to understand whether a restaurant in a certain area is, let's say, kid-friendly. Let's say that is an attribute that some sort of website, maybe TripAdvisor or whoever, maybe they store that, right? And so there's one API call that you can go to list restaurants in that area. But turns out that that API call that lists all of the restaurants does not include whether they're actually kid friendly, right? What you have to do then is you have to call another API endpoint for the specific restaurants. And you have to do that for each and every restaurant. And that only then gives you the answer, is that restaurant kid friendly or not? So from one API call, let's say there's 100 results, you now have to make 101 API calls. And that leads us to the question of cost and scalability. It can be that the API is not free and that they charge per usage, or that they have certain rate limits. It's a very big difference if you need to make one API call or 100 per user action, right? And that now comes into complex things, what you need to do on your end to do the scalability. Do you need to cache everything? Do you need to make sure you don't call that API too often? If there's a lot of requests, you need to have certain infrastructure set up on your end to handle that. So it depends on a lot of factors. It can be a one-liner in code if it's very simple, but it can also be a very complex setup. And so if you're wondering, and if you can't figure out what it will mean to integrate with somebody else, if you have questions about integration, marketing, and building scalable integrations, well, we offer fractional CTO services, and our fractional CTOs are very well prepared to answer that question for your specific case. So if you want to know anything, reach out to us, and we're very happy to help you.